Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so glad you're joining us. It was a crazy week, of course. We started our week off in Washington, D.C. Now we've made our way back into the studio. So we are ready for the weekend. Of course, it's been a crazy, crazy one. But the news cycle hasn't been, you know, calm lately. It's been going wild. And, you know, whenever we have a crazy news cycle, I head over to citizenfreepress.com to check out everything that's going on. I highly rely on everything going on right now, on it being on CFP's website. So again, folks, start your morning off right with citizenfreepress.com. That's where I go to first thing in the morning. Let's just take a look. There's so much going on right now. The first thing up, obviously, is going to be FISA. Now, we've been talking about it on the show for the last couple of days now, and it has finally passed in the House. Unfortunately, it's the warrantless FISA. So the federal government can spy on you, and they don't need a warrant to do so. Now, as many of you know, we talked about it as well. There was this exemption that was only offered to members of Congress. So if any of these federal agencies are spying on a member of Congress, they have to tell that member of Congress. They have to tell Congress, obviously. But if you are spied on, the government doesn't have to tell you, and they don't need a warrant either. And that's just the reality. That's what's going on right now. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson pushed this forward, and he said, well, it was because he spoke with members of the intel community, and they laid out a great argument as to why they needed to do this. Now, Mike Johnson is a constitutional attorney, let me remind you, and he knows that there's something called the Fourth Amendment, which requires the federal government to get a warrant if they want to search any of your devices or anything else, search your home or anything else. But Mike Johnson is ignoring the Fourth Amendment because, well, the intel community told him to. And so now, thanks to Speaker Johnson, we now have just completely waived the Fourth Amendment and given the federal government access to anything that they want. Now, just to remind you too, FISA has been used to spy on over 3.4 million Americans. That's what they're telling us. So it's probably even more. And thousands of other Americans who were actually spied on through like their devices and other things. And it's as simple as, I'll tell you, it's for gathering foreign intel information. But it's not, because like we had on the show, we gave you an example. If you have a man who's, you know, working on your lawn, and then he calls you and he's not a U.S. citizen, and he's being investigated through FISA, now they can investigate you through FISA because he called you. So, folks, this is just the House, again, completely walking over Americans' rights. When you elected a member of Congress to represent you, you did not say that I want this representative to waive my constitutional rights. That's not the reason why they're there. And yet, for some reason, they don't give a damn about your rights. That's just the reality of it. Speaker Mike Johnson continues to defend himself, continues to say this is a good deal. It's not a good deal. It's a horrific deal. It completely destroys the Constitution because there's no legitimacy behind that document anymore. But we know that the federal government doesn't care. They used FISA to spy on the president of the United States. They used it. They cooked up fake documents to go after President Donald Trump. And there was never any consequences for that. Now, because of all of this, you know what's going to happen. They're going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. But Mike Johnson tells you, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Because we have 53 new reforms. And one of those reforms will be if an agent, federal agent, uses FISA to spy on an American illegally, there's time in the prison that they could be sentenced to. But the reality is, who's sending them to prison time? Who's prosecuting them? The DOJ, which is equally as corrupt. So unless that agent is acting not in the best interest of the Department of Justice, don't expect charges to ever be filed. That's how this regime works. So it's an absolute disgrace that Speaker Mike Johnson gave in so quickly and has just reauthorized Section 702. So sadly, folks, this is a very, very sad day. Now, Congressman Andy Biggs, it's also worth noting, attempted to push forward an amendment that would require a warrant, but that failed. And Speaker Mike Johnson voted against that too. Speaker Mike Johnson has turned into being, I mean, it's like Speaker Kevin McCarthy all over again. It's a complete disappointment. I didn't hype him up when he got elected. I knew something was not going to work out. And here we are. It always happens. Doesn't matter who's sitting in that speaker chair. It is always going to end up like this. Because the reality is they all are afraid. No matter what. So, thanks to Speaker Mike Johnson, we now have the government spying on you and me and everyone else. And they don't have to answer questions. They don't have to tell you. And if you get a lawyer, you try to go before a judge, they're not going to have to do anything. They don't have to give up any information. They don't have to tell you anything. So it's an absolute disgrace. Another sad day for this country. And it's brought to you by Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, I argue also, guys, by the way, he's a constitutional attorney. We should never refer to him that again, as that again. He's not a constitutional attorney. He doesn't care about the Constitution. It's quite obvious. And I do strongly believe that he should have to go in front of the Bar Association because he's not an attorney. He's not defending the American people's best interest. He's working for the intel community at this point. Let's head back over to Citizen Free Press. That's where they're talking about the Biden regime forgiving $7.4 billion in student loan debt for another 277,000 borrowers, of course. As many of you know, last year, the Supreme Court completely wiped out Biden's push to just cancel debt across the board for so many Americans. Because, you know, folks, when you take out student loans, you should have to pay off your own student loans. But the Biden regime is trying to buy votes. They're panic mode prior to November. And so they are just paying off all of these debts at your expense, of course. And so it looks like he has so far 4.3 million people totaling, this is just absurd, totaling $153 billion in aid so far he's given out. Because he's gone around the SCOTUS ruling, of course. The Biden administration announced, obviously, this today. Let's see. And then who will it benefit? It will benefit. Usually it's those who income-driven repayment plans. So there you go. Again, this is the Biden regime panicking right before November because they know that they're going to lose. They know they don't have the support of the American people and they have to buy off voters as quickly as they can. So expect us to ramp up, folks. This isn't going to stop anytime soon. We know that he is in panic mode, like I mentioned, and he has to because, well, he's not winning in November. All right, let's head back over to citizenfreepress.com. This is, you know, a little bit happier news. It looks like the attorney general over in Missouri, Andrew Bailey, has just had a major victory against Planned Parenthood. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey released the following statement after obtaining a court order in St. Louis City Circuit Court, forcing Planned Parenthood St. Louis to hand over documents exposing gender transition interventions performed on children. So again, folks, this is another victory for Missouri. Missouri's got they have a great AG. I gotta say, he's great. He would be right under if you had a grade up, he'd be right under Ken Paxton of Texas. So this is another one. It's a great legal victory. All he wants to do is just gather the information regarding these gender transition surgeries, and rightfully so. They shouldn't be doing this on children. It's common sense. These operations are permanent. And well, all of these left-wing advocates, they get in these heads of these children and they push them to do this. And these kids aren't capable of making decisions. They're not even legally allowed to get tattoos. Why would you let them cut off their breasts, cut off their, you know, genitals? I mean, it's disgraceful. It's disgusting. But as a country, we need to do more to push back on all of this. Again, folks, that's everything that's going on right now on Citizen Free Press website. I mean, I missed a couple of things, obviously. But if you want to take a look for yourself, head over to citizenfreepress.com right now. And take a look at what Kane and all of his CFP staff are working on. There's so much to go through here. So again, folks, it's citizenfreepress.com.